Well, we have Natalie Hand and Martina Mulligan in the studio today, and we're going to be talking about moms in prayer. Now, there's three of us here, and we're all moms, and we're all moms of children that need moms that are going to pray. So, Natalie, I'm going to ask you first, what is a moms in prayer?
Moms in Prayer is a Christian international women's prayer movement. It is encouraging women to come together for 1 hour a week to pray for their children and their schools. And there's a prayer format that we use each week that helps us to pray, and it helps us keep in time to just stick to 1 hour. And we don't have to have huge groups. We just need two or three women who are willing to pray for their children and their school. And the vision for Mamas in Prayer is that worldwide, every school would be covered in prayer by two or three moms.
How long has this been established, Mamas in Prayer? Now, this is Mamas in Prayer Ireland. I know that you're the Irish country coordinator for Ireland, and there's also a European regional director. So this organisation has been going for a long time. How many years? Yeah. And where did it start?
It started in Canada in 1984. The lady who started it, Fern Nichols, she felt a real burden on her heart when her two eldest twins were going off to what they call middle school over there. And she just said, Lord, I really need another mom to pray with. And she just phoned somebody up, and that woman was ready to pray with her. And that's how it started. She basically had a burden on her heart. She knew that her children needed prayer, and she knew that it was a burden she couldn't carry alone, that she wanted and needed another mom to come in agreement with her in prayer before God. And a year later, she ended up moving to the States, and Moms in Prayer flourished there as well. So it is a worldwide organization. There's more than 140 countries that are being prayed in. And in the United States, every state has Moms in Prayer.
Really?
Groups, yeah.
And does every state, coming back to Ireland now, does every county in Ireland have a Moms in Prayer at this stage?
Unfortunately, not yet.
Okay.
And that's why we're on radio to encourage people to pray. But it's very small in Ireland. We only have 16 groups at the moment that we know of. And now there might be moms praying out there, obviously, but that are registered with Moms in Prayer. We have 16 groups that we know of, and most of them are based in Dublin. Mm. So I do believe that the Lord wants it to ripple across the country, and for every school to have a Moms in Prayer group. It's so important that we be praying for our children. And as we know, a lot of schools are becoming quite secular, and it's important that we support our teachers and our principals with prayer. They might not even know we're praying for them, but God is at work, and that's important.
I'm going to bring Martina in and just ask you, Martina, you started, how did you hear about Moms of Prayer? You just attend these meetings, do you?
Well, as Natalie mentioned, I had a strong burden on my heart 2 years ago to pray for my little boy, Christian, who was starting junior infants. And I didn't know about Moms in Prayer. And then I was invited by Natalie. And with that, I went to her group. I was so blessed because it was honestly something that I didn't know that was existed. And it was praying for my child, praying for the teachers, praying for the school. And in 1 hour of prayer, I felt I prayed for what I needed to pray for.
You had him covered.
I had him covered. Yeah. And it was just such a blessing. And I feel so encouraged that I'm in Moms in Prayer.
So do you meet once a week?
Once a week. Well, I was with Natalie for nearly 2 years, and now I have got
your own.
I'm my own Moms in Prayer that I pray with a woman once a week.
So you're in the Malahide area,
yes.
And you're
in Donabate.
You're in Donabate, so that's North County, Dublin.
Yes.
So when the moms come to the prayer, how long does it last, and what do you do?
It's an hour. We encourage women to stick to the hour because in a lot of cultures they can pray for 3-4 hours. Also, generally in Irish culture, we get tea out and we start chatting, and Moms in Prayer encourages women to not talk about their problems and the things that they want to pray about, but to come in and start praying. And when you're praying intimately with two or three other mums, they will hear the burden on your heart when you're bringing it to the Lord, and they will come into agreement with you. Or if you've had an answer to prayer in the Thanksgiving section of the hour, you will be thanking God for it, and the women will hear. So there's no need to talk about it. And also, everyone's so, so busy that if they know that if they arrive at 9:30, it's going to be finished at 10:30, and you can have your cup of tea after.
So moms drop the boys and girls off to school, and then they go to a house and they meet, and it's normally four or five people. Is that the maximum? And is there a format, you know, an open of work? You know, when we go to church, there might be worship, and then there, a lot of time is spent over tea and coffee. And we don't even get to the issues. But this is specific format, is it?
It is. It's called the Four Steps of Prayer, and it's biblical. A lot of people call it acts, adoration, confession, thanksgiving, and supplication. And we do the exact same thing. We always start with praise.
Okay.
And it's scripture-based. Mm. So the prayer sheet you can download online. We can come back to that for me to explain it. But the praise section, they will give you the scriptures. And each week we focus on a different aspect of God's character. So one week we might pray that God is worthy, that he's almighty, that the next week he's the creator, that he's powerful, that, you know, so that he's our comforter, that he's our healer, that he's our deliverer. So each week you're focusing on a different aspect of God's character, and they give you the scriptures to be praying.
And you can download these before you get to the meeting.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Brilliant. And then so the praise section, we try to just praise God and not ask him for things or thank him for things at that section. And that is so important. I've really learned a lot from that it's so important before we start asking God for things that we look to who he is. And it lifts our eyes heavenward, and all the problems and issues that we walk into the room with, we suddenly look, he's able, he's mightier, he's bigger than our problems, and it's so good for us. God doesn't need our praise, but we need to praise him. And then we move on to a small couple of minutes of silent confession, so you don't have to worry that all your dirty laundry is going to be aired. It's silent confession.
And we because you might not know all the women, or do you actually stick to the same group?
Well, you have new women arrive.
That arrive, so, you're welcome.
And they need to feel that they're new and they don't know all the women in the group. But obviously, I've been praying with one or two prayer partners now for 8 years, and you really get to know each other, you know. But no, that part's silent. That's between you and God. And then we move on to Thanksgiving. And that section, we just thank God for his answers to prayer and his blessings in our lives.
From the previous weeks and what you prayed for in the past.
Exactly. Thanking him for, you know, the fact that our child is now able to go into school without crying or, you know, whatever it was, that the bully situation has been dealt with, or that the teacher issue, or whatever it is that we've been praying for. And we have seen answers to prayer. It is amazing. And then we move on to intercession. That's the bulk of our prayer, but it is important that we start with praise, confessing, getting our hearts right with God, thanking him for what he's done, and then interceding for our children and our school. And the intercession part is quite specific in that we put our child's name into scripture. Scripture was from Isaiah, and it was, you know, the youth grow tired and weary, but those who
wait
the
upon
Lord
the Lord
and have their hope in him
will renew their strength
and they'll soar like the wings of eagles.
Amen.
So you're praying, you're saying that for your child. And so you can't be asking God for something that isn't in line with his will, because it's scriptural and it's obviously what he wants for your child, to know him better, to have your child to have the hope in the Lord, and to have his strength renewed. And then we pray for something specific for our child. So the moms come in agreement with us. So we pray that scripture for that child, and the other moms come in and agree with that scripture. And then we might pray for something specific, like football, academics, whatever it is. Yeah.
Or would you specifically just concentrate on one mom and her problems with her child, or does
everybody gets a turn. And it's sometimes it's hard. Like, I have three kids, so I have to choose each week who I'm going to focus on.
Yeah.
But the Lord sees that what we want for one child, we want for all our children.
Know.
So, but it helps us if we're only focusing on one child at a time to go deeply into prayer for that child, because that child then is completely covered, mm. and the mom gets a complete sense of peace. Mm. And then, you know, next week you might be praying for a different child. Or if you have a problem child, mm. you'll be praying for that same child for months.
Yes.
And Tina's mm-hmm. lucky she only yeah. has one child to pray for, so he's covered every week. Yeah. But yeah. the Lord yeah. knows yeah. that when we're wanting peace and security and comfort for one child, we're mm. wanting it for yes. all mm. our children.
So, Martina, yeah, you have a specific prayer. You prayed a specific prayer, you were saying, for your child. And did you see a change very quickly?
It took some time, but beginning in the Mums in Prayer, Christian, my son, was starting junior infants. And like any mom, you know, our child, anxious on the first day, he just continued with being nervous going to school and having anxiety. And it just took him a while to really just settle, but he actually wasn't settling, to be honest. And my prayer every week with Natalie in the group, which is confidential, that I'd like to bring in, it's always confidential that we talk about, that we can, it's a trusted group, and share our hearts. So I would say, Christian's quite, he's quite anxious today, and just by the end of the year, Christian was walking into school with no problems and happy, and really just enjoying school. And just today I was talking to Natalie on the way here, and Christian actually counts the days of going into school. It's our 5 days of school now to go to, instead of counting when the weekend is. Of,
really?
Yeah, saying, Mom, I love school. Oh, and I honestly believe that is an answer to prayer. Mm. In Mums in Prayer, I pray every week for Christian, my only son. And I do believe that I was brought to this ministry of Mums in Prayer to pray for my child mm. and teachers and school. Mm. But I just feel, after I pray for Christian, that's my prayer done. I'm done, and it's a wonderful feeling that I feel, okay, that's it. I've left that part of the week with you, Lord, and the teachers and the school. And it's a safe place, and it's a real an encouraging place for me that I don't have to worry about every day about what to pray for. I'm praying for this week, Lord. Okay. Yeah. And it has definitely changed my life.
Because it must be a really, you know, as moms, the three of us here, when your child goes off to school, and I'm talking about not just starting at school at four, you know, I've got teenagers and, you know, and college students, and I still worry about them. And I wonder, are they really covered in prayer? So this sounds like a really great way to get your kids covered and soaked in prayer that you've got. Now, the Lord is with them. We know that because we all pray for our kids. But it allows you to pray for specific things if they're having an issue with a sibling, or if they're having an issue with a friend in school, or a peer, or a teacher, or whatever, somebody in the yard. You pray for, I mean, nothing is too small for the Lord anyway. No. So you can pray those specific prayers for them.
And the wonderful thing is having another mom come in agreement with you. It's very powerful. You know, Jesus said, where two or more are gathered in his name, he will be with us. So we have his presence with us when we're praying. And so, yes, we can pray at home for our kids, obviously, but voicing it out loud, having to say your prayer out loud in front of another mom, there's something in that. And then there's the power of the Holy Spirit. Mm. And when you hear another mom come in agreement with you, praying for your child, something that maybe you haven't told anybody else, it's incredibly powerful, and you know it's confidential. You know, you end up loving the children you're praying for as much as you love your own kids. You know,
absolutely.
When you see them in church then on Sunday, you're like, how's it going with that issue, you know, that you're having? You know, obviously if it's confidential, you wouldn't. But, you know, you're like, oh, I heard your mom said this is happening in your life. And you really end up loving those kids as you do your own. Mm. It's very powerful to pray like that together
it's a real
with other moms.
Absolutely.
And then the support you get as well, that, like you were saying that, Tina, is you become really good friends when you're praying together like that intimately once a week. It's just really special. You get deep friendships. It's not just superficial. It's not just, you know, how's it going?
And at these meetings, can you bring visitors, or do they all have to be Christian?
I would say that most people who would ever want to come to a prayer meeting would be a Christian, yes. But anybody's welcome. Mm. But if you are going to regularly go to a moms and prayer meeting, you should be agreeing with our faith agreement that we believe that Jesus is our Lord
but
and
all
Savior.
Christian denominations
all,
are welcome.
Yeah, it's interdenominational.
That is great. So how do people set one of these up? Is it hard to set it up or register? How do they go about it?
So it's easy to become a leader of a group. And I think what puts people off is thinking, oh, I'm going to be a leader, like getting a title. But really, Jesus is the leader of the group and you're just facilitating a meeting. So you're just getting the moms together. You might be opening your home to them. Mm. And obviously, you have to have a clean spot in your house where they're going to come and meet.
The front room.
Exactly.
With no toys and no bikes.
Well,
and
no,
none
of that's fine to have toys and bikes. But no, it's just facilitating. If you want to know more about moms and prayer, the website's very, very informative.
Okay, give us that.
There's www.momsandprayer, it's MOMS, momsandprayer.eu is the European site, and momsandprayer.org is the American site. And on that, it has so much information and testimonies, and they have blogs. But the wonderful thing is you can download your prayer sheets there. So as a leader, you can register your group online. It just takes a few seconds. If you want to contact us directly as the Ireland team, our email address is mitireland@gmail.com.
Mitireland, which means Moms in Touch.
It
because it used to be
Moms
that.
Moms in Touch, but it's now Moms in Prayer.
Yeah, because it's going about 30 years now.
Yeah.
So mitireland, mitireland, which is Moms in Touch, ireland@gmail.com. They can contact you, Natalie and Martina directly. But the momsinprayer.org is the
main
website. And they'll get the information there and download the prayer on a weekly basis, find out more about it and all that. That is fantastic. Thank you so much for both of you coming in. You do have a lunch coming up, and that is in the Lucan Presbyterian Church. So do you want to give us details about that? It's happening the 6th of April, yeah?
Yes.
10:30 a.m.
It's a Saturday morning. We're going to meet together. We have some time of prayer and a bit of praise with some song, and we share a lunch together. So it's a wonderful opportunity for those who are praying in individual groups to come together. And this time, we're very excited that we're having a lady from Germany coming over. She's the regional director for Europe, Moms and Prayer Europe, and she's going to be our guest speaker on the day. And we're focusing on God giving us the courage by the power of His Holy Spirit to share our stories.
So if moms that are listening out there today have been touched by this and feel that they might want to get involved, if they went along to that on Saturday the 6th of April at the Lucan Presbyterian Church, they could hear about how they set up a group as well.
Absolutely.
In their own home. It's so simple, isn't it? It only takes
so
two.
Two people.
Two
as a
people
group.
And start there.
Yeah.
It's wonderful. Thank you so much, Natalie Hand, for coming in, and for Martina Mulligan. Yeah, it was just a pleasure having a chat with you about moms.
Thank you, Shaggy.
Thanks.